The Supreme Court's conservative majority today seemed ready to allow the Trump administration to proceed with mass deportations of more than a million foreign nationals, including those from Haiti and Syria who live and work legally in the U.S. Until now, they had been accorded temporary legal status because their safety is imperiled by war or natural disasters in their home countries. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Congress enacted the Temporary Protected Status Program in 1990, and every president since then, Republican and Democrat, has embraced TPS. President Trump, however, is trying to end it. Today, his Solicitor General, John Sauer, told the justices that the statute clearly bars any court review of the administration's decisions. And he dismissed the idea that a separate law established to provide procedural fairness does not allow the courts to review the Homeland Security Agency's decision-making either. Pressed by the court's three liberal justices, Sauer insisted that the courts cannot review anything. Here he is being questioned by Justice Sotomayor.
None of those procedural steps required by the statute are reviewable. That's your position.
Correct.
What you're basically saying is Congress wrote a statute for no purpose.
Justice Kagan noted that under the statute, the Secretary of Homeland Security is supposed to consult with the State Department about what the conditions are in home countries where people have been forced to flee. What if she didn't do that at all, she asked? Or what if the response came back, wasn't that baseball game last night great? Justice Jackson asked what would happen if the Secretary used a Ouija board to make decisions. To all these hypotheticals, General Sauer stood firm, which prompted this from Sotomayor.
Now, we have a president saying at one point that Haiti is a, quote, filthy, dirty, and disgusting s-hole country. I'm quoting him. He declared illegal immigrants, which he associated with TPS, as poisoning the blood of America. I don't see how that one statement is not a prime example showing that a discriminatory purpose may have played a part in this decision.
Sauer pushed back, noting that the DHS secretary had not mentioned race at all, prompting this response from Justice Jackson, the only black woman on the court.
The position of the United States is that we have an actual racial epithet, that we aren't allowed to look at all the context.
Justice Barrett, the mother of two adopted Haitian children, interjected at that point to clarify the administration's position. Are you conceding that individuals with TPS status could bring a challenge based on race discrimination? Sauer appeared to concede the point. Representing the Haitians, lawyer Jeffrey Pipoli described the administration's review as a sham.
The secretary herself described people from Haiti and from other non-white countries as killers, leeches, saying we don't want them, not one, while simultaneously enacting another humanitarian form of relief for white and only white South Africans.
That was too much for Justice Alito.
If you put Syrians, Turks, Greeks, and other people who live around the Mediterranean in a lineup, do you think you could say those people are all non-white?
An uncomfortable Pipoli resisted categorizing each group until Alito got to his own roots.
How about Southern Italians?
Well, certainly 120 years ago, when we had our last wave of European immigration, Southern Italians were not considered white. I think our concept of these things evolves over time.
At the end of today's session, one thing was clear. President Trump may be furious at some of the court's conservatives for invalidating his tariffs, but for the most part, he's getting his way, especially in light of the court's 6-3 decision announced this morning, which effectively guts what remains of the landmark Voting Rights Act, once celebrated as a signature achievement of American democracy. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.